Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. And as always, every week I say the same thing. I'm very happy to be with you today and very happy that it is the second Tuesday of the month and C.A. Brooks is joining me for our April 2025 Meeting of the Minds. If you're a regular or not, we always have a pretty good discussion and a fun time, and we just kind of let it flow, you know, however it works. We do it intuitively and we just see what happens. I create a starting point and we go from there. And you are invited to be a part of that discussion if you want to be. You can join us in the chat room. Go to 12radio.com and click chat. And you can be a part of the discussion. Feel free to comment or ask questions in the chat. We may or may not have time for readings. We'll see how the conversation goes. That's how it always works. If you would like a reading, however, you can find both of us on 12listen.com. I'm available every day, usually mid to later morning, Pacific time into the evening. If you stop by and don't see me, or if I happen to be busy, just put in a callback request or schedule a call. I'm notified immediately, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And I will always do my best to work with your schedule. We do have reduced rates on calls and chats a few times a week on 12listen.com. If you'd like to be notified of our specials, just go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. And all that means is you leave your email address. This Saturday is the full moon and 12 day. And the 12th of every month is our big sale day. We'll be celebrating with random reduced rates on calls and chats all day long. And what that means is that all of the advisors will be at different rates, and the rates will change randomly throughout the day. So it's a really fun energy. And there will be special pricing on time-based sessions, email-based services, and other services as well. I will have my 12-day replenish time-based session at a very special price for the day. And so come by and visit. This Thursday, and I'm just on a roll here because I want to talk to CA. This Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific is the last You Empowered Intuitive Feng Shui class on 12 Academy. I've had a blast teaching these classes. I really have. And it's been really fun because it's... You learn more when you teach. You just do. Because you go back and you get a refresher, you know, on what you know and search things out. And so it's really been a delightful experience to teach them. And this class four, Thursday night, will focus on the health and children and creativity areas of the Bagua. And also answer any questions about specific concerns from students. So, That'll be the last, and we'll talk about weird things like what if you have a chunk of your house missing, you know, chunk of an area in the Bagua missing, and how to deal with stuff like that. So it'll just be it will be a fun way to end the series. The recordings of the first three classes, which class one was the basics, the nine life areas, element shapes, colors associated with each, the creative and destructive cycles, cures and enhancements. Class two was the prosperity areas. Class three was the relationship areas. They, along with handouts, are available as email-based services. You can find them on my bio page at 12listen.com. There is no prerequisite for these classes, for this last class, I should say. It will be recorded. So if the time doesn't work for you, register anyway and you'll get the recording, whether you attend or not. So, anyway, back to thank you for being here today, and thank you for listening however and whenever you do. There is programming 24/7 on 12radio.com, and you can find archives of all of the shows in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. 12radio is a great source of information, inspiration, and support, so I encourage you to take advantage. It really is our responsibility to stay inspired. It is, and if we're not inspired, we can sink really fast. So whatever you use, it might be, you know, putting on some music and dancing around the kitchen, you know, that, or going back to your teachers, a book or a tape or whatever. It really is worth it because, well, you know how you feel when you feel good, and you know how you feel when you feel not so good. So again, 1-2 Radio is there to support you. And I just want to say thanks to Serena for producing the show today and for everything she does for us on 1-2 Radio. And as you know, I am always glad to have C.A. Brooks on the show with me. C.A. is, if you're not familiar with her, a 1-2 Listen advisor, a clairvoyant astrologer, animal communicator. She's an avid student of A Course in Miracles, among other things. She writes the Week Ahead section of The Power Peak, Mark Husson's weekly newsletter. She hosts Everyday Astrology here on 1-2 Radio, which immediately precedes Empowerment, live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And she has a podcast of her Course in Miracles show available in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. Our Meeting of the Minds show is where we can bring just everything and anything to the table. And spirituality and mysticism is my gig. That's my passion. That's what I teach and talk about every week. So that's where I come from, although I do have other things that I know and love, or not maybe know, but enjoy and can talk about. But astrology, tarot, feng shui, pardon me, and anything else are welcome. So we could talk forever, and that really makes this a fun show. And we just follow the flow of how the conversation goes. So I'll have CA join me in just a couple of minutes. And what I want to do is I want to share a couple of stories that are amusing instances of supply. You know, just being supported by spirit. And supply is what we need when we need it, right? Whatever that is, it might be an idea. You know, you're looking for an idea. You're trying to write something or do something, or you need to know where something is or who to call. And all of a sudden it just shows up out of nowhere. You know, you open a magazine and here it is, or, you know, that's supply. Supply is our needs being met by the demonstration of the kingdom of God, which is within us. That's it. That's what supply is. It is us. It is God in us. And it comes forward when we need it. If we know, I'm going to say, if we know that, it shows up more, you know, when you just know that and expect it and can be detached. You know, if there's something that you want or something that you want to do, whatever it is, that's great. That desire is given you by that God self. Because what we are is we are vehicles for it to become more of itself and expand and explore and create. You know, as they say in Hinduism, man is neither the creator or the enjoyer. God is the creator and the enjoyer and enjoys through man. So anyway, I also like to call these instances of supply kisses on the cheek from God. And that's exactly what I'm going to share with you now. So I give blood on a regular basis, you know, and a few months ago, the receptionist at Vitalant, the place where I go and give blood, was setting up my next appointment. And she said, you know, you have a lot of reward points in your account. And I'm thinking, well, and I have a lot of Vitalant t-shirts. You know, I'm thinking that's what you get for your rewards, you know, t-shirts, or they have other things with the Vitalant logo on them. And I love my t-shirts. I mean, no, but I have plenty. And then she said, you can get, you know, there are gift cards for Starbucks and different places. And there are other things on there. And you have a lot. So I think you really should use them. And I think I said, oh, okay, and promptly forgot about it. Didn't even give it a second thought. And I'll get back to that in just a minute. So I've been working on springing up my house, right? Just moving some stuff around, changing things. And I'm getting ready to really, in earnest, begin my spring cleaning. And so I always make a list, room by room, of what I want to do, what I want to clean. And it's just, you know, not that I don't know that, but it's fun to tick them off the list, you know, to mark through them after you finished. It's a, you know, feeling of accomplishment. So I made a list and with cleaning the house and just other things that I want to do. Like I want to get some planters for outside. And I really wanted a new quilt and shams for my bed. which is currently three shades of gray. My comforter, bed skirt, and shams are all gray. Different color, different tones, but they're all gray. And I do have a light yellow set of sheets on there that brighten it up a bit. It's a good contrast. But the dark gray was the path of least resistance for several years when Janin was alive. And so anyway, I get a catalog, and I think it was a catalog that my mom got, because I'm getting now not only catalogs that I thought I got one from every person who put a catalog out. Now I have my mom's on top of them. But there's a catalog called Country Door, and they have really cool stuff in there. And I don't have, I mean, it's Country Door is kind of gives you an idea of the furniture and stuff that they have, which is not my style. But they have some beautiful quilts in there. And quilts that are, you know, what I had in mind. I go from a comforter in winter to a lightweight quilt in spring and summer until it's time for comforters again, you know, when it gets cold. But they have really beautiful quilts, not just all pink rosebuds, but, you know, florals and interesting colors. And I told Grace that we were going to get a girly quilt for spring. So last week's feng shui class was on the relationship areas of the Bagua. And I spent quite a bit of time and focus on the master bedroom, which is the most important room in the house, because it's where you go. It should be your healing sanctuary. And so after I taught the class, I really wanted that quilt sooner than later. You know, it was on my list of my master list. So I went back to the Country Door catalog and looked at it and looked at the one that I wanted. The one I really wanted wasn't available anymore, but I found one that looked good. Well, they don't sell sets. They sell the quilt and sham separately, and the shams only come in a standard size. And I have a king-size bed, so I think they'd look silly. Plus, I'd have to get a couple of standard-size pillows for, you know, to put the shams on. So I thought, I'm going to check on Amazon for quilts. And I found a king size set, shams and quilt, that was extremely similar, if not exactly like the one I'd been looking at on Country Door. And it was on sale. About the same time that I was looking on Amazon, I got an email from Vitalant saying that my health stats were up in the portal. And I'd given blood just a couple weeks ago. And I always look at my stats, and it's, you know, your blood pressure, that kind of stuff that you know at the time you have it taken. But it also has cholesterol and stuff. And I always look at it. But as I'm looking at it, I get a little tap on my shoulder that I should look at my rewards points that hadn't even entered my mind since she told me, I'm trying to think, Shirley, I think is her name. That's not her name. But anyway, since she told me about him, and that was a few months ago, I look at my rewards points. I had 9,000 rewards points, which paid for my quilt set. They paid for my quilt set. I turned them into Amazon gift cards, and I still have some points left. I got the quilt last week, and it's beautiful. I love it. It's exactly what I wanted. And I'm really excited to put it on the bed. But it's still cold here at night. I mean, it's like yesterday it was like 28 degrees when we got up in the morning. So maybe not quite ready to take that off. And I want to do my cleaning, which in the bedroom is like polishing the furniture and, you know, just going through stuff. And so the quilt will really be the cherry on top. You know, that'll be the last thing that I put in there. And it's kind of interesting because when I'm, I've been thinking about doing my spring cleaning. In fact, I think we talked about it on the last show a month ago and hadn't started it since then that C and I had together. But I have these little things that are motivators. So the comforter was definitely a motivator for not just doing my bedroom, but I got to do the whole house or else I'm not done. You know, it's not complete. But the other thing I got on Woot, of course, a couple weeks ago, is they had a shower curtain liner. And it's like, I need a new shower curtain liner. And it was like $7, something like that. So I ordered it. So I started on the bathroom on Sunday. I think it was Sunday. And I mean, just cleaned the tile and just did all that stuff. And that felt really good. Took the shower curtain down, washed it, the cloth curtain. And then I was going to put it back up and put up the liner. And the liner was too narrow. I didn't even look at the size. It's like $7, sold. You know, I got to cool my jets a little bit with Woot. But anyway, so that didn't work. So I had to order other shower curtain liners, which will be here today. But luckily, I hadn't thrown the old one away. I put it back up. But that shower curtain liner was a motivation to clean the bathroom. So these things kind of get me going, and then I can catch a wave and ride it, right? Well, the last story is, or the other story that I wanted to tell you, is also related to my feng shui classes. And this time it was the prosperity class that was a couple weeks ago. Well, the color for the prosperity corner colors, because it doesn't have its own color or element, it are purple, green, gold, and red. But purple is the prosperity color. And again, my favorite teacher is Karen Rock Carter, Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. And I think purple is a very regal color, which is why that the prosperity corner is for big ticket items, you know, not day-to-day money, but vacations, or if you're looking for a car or something like that, you know, things that are big, big intentions, so to speak. So after that class, I went back, and my prosperity corner is in my living room. It's bright. It's beautiful. It's got all kinds of colors in it, green, gold, and red, but no purple. And I didn't, I never thought about it. But the colors, my primary colors in there are blue and green, like light lime green and blue and turquoise. So purple really doesn't go with that. And I couldn't even find a piece of purple construction paper to put behind the couch on the wall. But there is a picture in there right in that corner that does have a little splash of purple in it. But it was just kind of interesting. I mean, it's beautiful and it serves the purpose now. But it just kind of, I found it kind of funny that I didn't have any purple in there. So just about every day, I get an email from a place called Luke Adams Glass Blowing Studio. And I love to look at this email. I bought a beautiful teal colored pumpkin for my sister-in-law's birthday last fall. And at the same time, I bought a mystery pumpkin for myself. Well, they do other things in glass, but the main thing they do is pumpkins. And they are exquisite. They have pumpkins that look like Monet's, you know, water lilies painting. They have daffodil pumpkins. They had a cherry blossom pumpkin. They are gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. They have pumpkins for every season of the year, not just fall and Halloween, but they do those right too. And they even had a pair of pumpkins for Wicked, the movie that's out, you know, about Oz. And one was Glinda, which is a light pink, and the other one was the witch, which was green with a black stem. I mean, they're gorgeous. Look them up, Luke Adams Glass Blowing Studio. So I love looking at them every day. But the day after my prosperity class, they had a special price on a mystery pumpkin. And what it is that's at a reduced rate anyway, at a reduced price anyway, and they just send you a pumpkin and you don't know what it is until you get it. So after my prosperity class, I was still riding that prosperity wave in a prosperous mood. So I decided to order one. And it was like $10 off. It's normally reduced price. And I thought, I'm going to get it. Well, then I go to order it and the postage seemed like an awful lot. And then I went, I don't know. I don't think I'll do that. After I kind of left my cart and didn't do anything with it, I get an email from them saying, you left something in your cart. Would it help if we paid the postage? So I went, sold. And I ordered my mystery pumpkin. And like I said, the most fun part of a mystery pumpkin is the surprise, right? So it got here last week. I opened it up and it's purple. It's purple. I just laughed. I just absolutely laughed. It has other colors in it and it's really beautiful. But I needed something for my prosperity corner. And so here it is. Here it is. And it's sitting on the coffee table right in my prosperity corner. So both of those, they're delightful to tell those stories because they're wonderful. They're quirky. You know, it's apparent that the supreme being not only loves me, but has a sense of humor too. You know, those are really sweet kisses on the cheek from God all the way through. And I don't know if there's a discussion point in either of those stories, but they're joyful and positive. And that's why I wanted to share them. And on that note, welcome, CA. How are you?
I am good. And just as you were talking, I thought, okay, I have to look this up. So I
Did you?
did. Yeah. Yeah. And they
Good.
are. They're absolutely gorgeous. And by the way, I mean, of course, that's an incredible story, you know, as a discussion point, you know? But
Well, I
what I
think they
loved,
both
and I
are.
can't believe, is, you know, when you shop online, it's really typical. I shop online a lot, but, you know,
Me too.
I'm not decided. I'm just looking around. And so I always get those notices. Hey, you left something. But I've never had them offer the shipping.
I know. It's like,
Oh my God.
obviously, I got to get this pumpkin. I can't say no.
Oh my gosh. Well, and you're right. Shipping is just a considerable factor anymore in terms of stuff. I order some things for my dog from a company that I routinely ordered, you know, I have for years and years and years, and I really like their stuff. I mean, they have good, you know, probiotics and dog food and additives and that kind of stuff, you
Oh,
know,
cool.
for all kinds of animals. But oh my God, the shipping is unbelievable. You know, it's not more than the product, but close. And you know, especially if you're just ordering one thing, you're just ordering like one bottle or something, and the shipping is still outrageous, you know, but it is what it is. So I guess we shouldn't go there. But I love your stories. And actually, I have a story that's it's very similar.
Oh, good.
Now, I kind of put it in the astrological realm,
Oh.
but what it amounts to is when Mercury is retrograde, I almost always find something that's lost.
Oh.
And a lot of times it's not even a material thing. Sometimes it's like literally, like it'll be a computer program that it's like, oh my God, what happened to that app? It disappears, or something on my computer isn't working. And I have worked and worked and worked to try to figure it out. I can't figure it out. I finally just go, okay, it's never going to be that way again. And then during a Mercury retrograde, I'll go, oh, wait a minute, have you tried blah, blah, blah? And all of a sudden it works. Well, but you know, on the other hand, I will say, I don't just go, okay, Mercury retrograde, I'm going to find something. You know, it just has kind of become a natural thing. And anyway, so here's my story though. When I moved almost 4 years ago, you know, you move everything and you pack it up. And I mean, I was pretty good about unpacking everything. However, there are still a few things in the garage that are in boxes, but they're marked. And they're things that you wouldn't use very often, but it's like, okay, if you need that Christmas Santa, here's the Christmas Santa. Or if you need that particular bowl for, you know, having a party, then you know where it is in the garage. But anyway, over the last, I'd say 6 months, I had become aware. I mean, actually, before that, I'd become aware that I was missing a bracelet and a ring. And
Oh.
these particular items, they weren't, I'm not going to say outrageously expensive, but they were expensive. And they had great sentimental value, you know, which is why I was willing, you know, why I paid so much for the bracelet to start with. And the ring was a gift from my sister, and it was a special birthday that she gave it to me for. So, and great sentimental value because I had seen the ring in Hawaii, and she knew I'd seen it, so she bought it on the sly and then gave it to me for my next birthday. And
Oh, how
so,
cool.
you know, I don't have a whole lot of jewelry, and I have, I'd say, maybe 4 or 5 places, like, you know, a few places where I'll keep rings, or, you know, but for the most part, I have a jewelry box and that's where it sits, right? And so the ring and the bracelet just weren't there. And every time I thought about them, you know, I would go through every single thing of where I possibly could put the ring or the bracelet, and they were just gone.
Wow.
And it's been 4 years. And yeah. so they hadn't popped into my mind for a long time, but they did maybe a few weeks ago. And I thought, okay, don't drive yourself crazy. Because you know what that can feel like when you go, I just want that back.
Oh, know? It hurts. It hurts. Yeah. It hurts your stomach and it hurts your heart.
Yeah. And or like, how could you have been so careless? You know, like how could you have just like, you know, and in fact, I kind of thought one day if my sister ever asked me about that ring, what am I going to say? Because I have no idea where it is. And I haven't seen it in 4 years. I haven't seen it since I moved. So anyway, but I did tell myself, you're not going to drive yourself crazy. But I did go back and I did the same routine. I looked in every single place that I ever put jewelry. Mm-hmm. Didn't find it. And I just said, well, that's it. It's okay. You just have to be okay with it. So one day I'm sitting in my office and I have this beautiful Kuan Yin statue. Mm-hmm. That I think I bought from Mark Store, the 12th house. I mean, I've had it for decades, mm-hmm. but it's sitting on a wooden box, and because I like her to be elevated, you know, mm-hmm. above the desk. And I kind of looked at that box, and it is an old box that I bought at a garage sale, but it was originally a jewelry box. However, I never ever used it for jewelry because I bought it when I saw it at this garage sale. And quite honestly, the inside of it wasn't in very good shape. And so that's why, you know, it was like almost nothing. Mm-hmm. But I said, oh, but this would be perfect for her to stand on. Because, you know, uh-huh. The outside looks great and it just looks like, you know, a beautiful box. So I thought, I don't care what the inside looks like because it's just a stand for my client.
That's not the point.
Yeah, that's not the point. I'm never going to use it. And so anyway, I look over at her for some reason and I go, well, you know, if you never looked in that box. And I said, but you don't ever put jewelry in that box, you know, so what's the point? But then I kind of said, well, but what's the problem with just looking? Mm-hmm. So I go over and I take the Kuan Yin off the box and I open it up. And what do you think I found?
You found your ring and your bracelet.
The ring and the bracelet are sitting in that box. Now, that's what makes me feel like an old person, because I'm like, I have no memory of ever putting those in that box.
Well,
ever. Why?
Maybe they just showed up there. Yeah. Maybe they just showed up there.
Maybe they did. But I was totally shocked. But the reason I say it's astrological is because what's funny, too, is you may know that Venus, which is the planet that has to do with valuables, that has to do with what we value, what we think is pretty, what we think is attractive. And jewelry fits all. I mean, jewelry is all of that. It's not only sentimental and it may have, you know, monetary value, but it's pretty. And if you really think about it, we use jewelry to make ourselves pretty. I mean, you know, just, you know, from probably the beginning of time, you know, people figured, oh, I'll put this gold bracelet on. It's attractive. You know, it makes me look nice. So when I think about jewelry, it is very much a Venus function. And both Venus and Mercury have been retrograde. And Mercury went direct yesterday and Venus is going direct on Saturday on the full moon. But I just thought, oh, my God, how appropriate that when the two of them are retrograde together, all of a sudden it's like, what made me look in the box? What made me even look over at her and think about that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, when you say it's a kiss on the cheek, it's just like a little kiss, you know, from God. That's exactly what it was, because it's like in my logical life, I would have never looked someplace where I've never put jewelry. It's
right.
Kind of like I wouldn't have looked in the refrigerator either. You know?
Right. Well, it's a little tap on the shoulder, you know, hello.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's also for everybody listening, if you do follow astrology or, you know, especially these retrogrades and, oh, my God, you know, these planets are retrograde. That's a wonderful opportunity because it makes us think differently. We look at something differently, and retrogrades are the perfect time to bring something into the light, to find things that are gone or lost, or to just bring something back into your life, or to bring something into your life that's wonderful that you didn't even know you needed or wanted. So anyway, I have my ring and my bracelet back. And now I put them with the rest of the jewelry. So hopefully they will stay there. But you're right. Who knows? Maybe they were lost and they just manifested. Maybe Kuan Yin put them in the box.
Well, it's like a couple of shows ago when I told you I found Channon's keys that he lost 2 years ago. And they were not in that drawer prior to that because I cleaned out every drawer of my buffet. Yeah. And they were sitting in the back of the drawer that I use all the time.
Yes.
You know, for scissors and stuff when, you know, packages come in the door. I have stuff in there to use or tape or whatever. So I know they weren't in there. I know they were not. So I'm open to anything.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
I know.
How happy they make you. You know, what a lovely feeling.
Really, absolutely. It's just like, oh my God, thank you so much for returning that. But you know, it was also good that I'd gotten to the point where I thought, I'm not going to make myself miserable about this anymore. That I can't find them. Because, you know, yes, exactly. Because, you know, you do that. I do that. You know, I just kick myself over and over. Like, why did you do that? How could you be so careless? Right. You know, what did you do to it? You know, I knew I hadn't given them away, but I thought, well, you obviously were careless in the move somewhere and they're lost. Because, you know, mm-hmm. that happens. You know, well, you know, that happens, especially when you move, you know, cross country. And it's like, I don't know, they're just gone and you've got to let them go. And so also just feeling like that was, you know, one of the few times I could really let something go that had meaning for me. Mm-hmm. Just go, you know what? Just let it go. Mm-hmm. Wherever they are, let them go.
Mm-hmm. And that opened the door for them to come back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's exactly
God,
what detachment does.
Yep. It does. And it's what Mercury and Venus retrograde do. Mm-hmm. They bring things back or you know, or maybe even just show you the value of things too.
Yeah, the like 9,000 points on
Yes. Oh my God, that's great.
That was hilarious. 9,000. Well, I looked at it and I went, 9,000?
Well, and that's so nice that you could convert it to a gift card.
Oh yeah, and they had other gift cards. I could have put just a MasterCard, you know, like a paid MasterCard.
Yes.
Or you know, they have Starbucks. I think they even had like Home Depot, but Amazon, I use Amazon all the time. And I thought, heck, you know, there's $100 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I still have a few rewards points, but isn't that just funny?
It is.
Because I look at my stats on the portal after every donation, but I have never looked at the rewards tab because again, I thought, oh, it's t-shirts, you know,
right.
with their logo on them. And just didn't give it a second
didn't
thought.
Want another
Cheryl
one,
told
yeah.
me that. Yeah, yeah. But it was just, it's like, how about, hey, look, why don't you take a look in there? Like, why don't you take a look in that box? You
know, right, look at this box over here.
That's just great.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And, you know, as you said, there are so many things like that happen that, which is why I just feel, you know, I think it's so important to use both our rational mind and our intuition together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't just become this person who says, okay, I'm just going to always fly by the seat of my pants. But on the other hand, you just can't ignore those hunches, those little, that's it. It took me, you know, what, 5 seconds to walk over there and open that box.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's like, just go with it. Maybe there's a reason you're looking that way.
Right. And maybe not. But still, yeah. I think it's important to follow mm-hmm. because you get more. Mm-hmm. You know, you expand your ability to, I think, trust your intuition and see what happens. And I agree with you. You have to have a structure. I do my to-do list every day. But then as I go through, you know, what I think, you know, these are my mind, you know, human mind. These mm-hmm. these are the priorities of the day. And I don't know about you, but I'll go to start something. And it's like, this isn't it. I just don't have any go to do this right now. So I'll go on to something else. Or, you know, I'll be sitting and writing or whatever, and I'm beating my head against the wall, which means I'm not in flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll go clean the bathroom, you know, mm-hmm. or I'll just go do something. Get up, move. Physical movement helps a lot to just kind of get out of the way and detach.
Right.
And then when you come back, here you go. You know, and it may be the next day that I come back. But at that point, I can be that channel. You know, mm-hmm. I can be the instrument for whatever I need to write to flow through. And mm-hmm. and it comes out good. But, I agree. You have to have structure. You have to, because you do. But also have a little bit of flexibility in there. Or else, if you're trying to do something that isn't working for you, it's just going to keep proving that it's not working for you.
Right.
And that's awful.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Because like you, I'm a fairly structured person. But sometimes, like, in fact, it was a demonstration yesterday. Yesterday was a day that I didn't have a lot of control over in terms of timing, because there were so many other things going on that I didn't have control of. And, you know, like waiting for people or giving rides to people or checking on something or waiting for the call and that kind of thing. And so I had things I wanted to do, but I just thought, you know what, fill in every little 5 or 10 minute break. You know, every time you've got something, just do something productive. And it was amazing to me, because by the end of the day, I had been more productive than I am most days. And I just thought that was so funny, because mm-hmm. I would just sit down at the computer and say, okay, you can do this in 10 minutes. You can do this in, you know, while you're waiting for the call, just do this until the call comes. And mm-hmm. it was like most days when I've got, okay, from 10 to 12, you're doing this, this, and this. And it's like I was much more productive yesterday when I was simply there again, somewhat detached, saying, mm-hmm. you know what, you can't control, you know, the timing of many, many of these things. You can't control it. So just fill in the little pieces or go wash a couple of dishes while, you know, this is going on. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. You know, maybe all my trying to structure everything and say it's got to be done by this particular time, maybe that's just not even true at all, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, sometimes you just have, I mean, if you have a hard, fast deadline, you have a deadline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all, that's
right.
all. But still, even if you have a hard, fast deadline, you can detach mm-hmm. from it. You can detach from that emotion of it, that push, you know, or that feeling of, you know, I got to get it done, and just let it happen. And that's, you know, that's using your intuition. You know, mm-hmm. I think detachment is pretty much just that. I can't, mm-hmm. you know, I can't figure out how to do this right now. I can't get all this done. I can't. Mm-hmm. So I just turn it over and then, okay, well. You know, and that's a great way to find out what is priority, you know, mm-hmm. rather than what you think is priority, and follow. Because if you finish whatever shows up for you as this is what you do now, and you know in your gut that that's what you need to do right now, then the next thing shows up, and the next mm-hmm. thing, and it's just great, and there's no stress to it.
Yep.
It's just doing, and it's joyful.
Well, yeah, and I also knew yesterday, I mean, I really was at other people's beck and call is what it amounted to. And so I knew if you decide that you're going to schedule this or you're going to do that, you're probably just going to get frustrated. So just stay in the moment as much as you can. And, you know, don't have these big, you know, big things that have to get done. Just don't. And but like I said, it was amazing to me how just piecing everything together worked out really, really well. And I felt more productive than most days.
And happy.
Yes.
And Tucker, happy.
Yes. And Tucker got all of his, you know, potty breaks in the yard and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I was thinking when you were talking about feng shui, though, my question would have been, well, Kelly, And I'm trying to think what you had said about something about the Baguas and in working with the Baguas. I'm having quite the coyote issue.
Oh, yeah.
In my yard. They keep coming in the yard and they walk along the fence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my backyard, which used to be what I call just this wonderful, you know, retreat. Let's put it that way. Just this wonderful retreat. And even with Tucker, you know, even though he can't go out in the yard alone, I always thought, oh, it's just wonderful. I can take my phone. I listen to a little podcast or part of a podcast and I'm so relaxed and he's just playing and doing his thing. Well, now I'm on guard. Every time I go in the yard, I'm on guard.
Yeah, I can feel it in my back when you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but that's it. I have to scan the fence before I open the door or scan the back of the yard and then be assured there's no coyote there. And then I can't really just look at my phone for more than 2 seconds because, I mean, I've got to watch because they pop up over the fence. Yeah. See, they're on the other side of the fence. The house behind me, nobody's lived there for the whole time I've lived here for more than 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So I also know that's one reason there's so many coyotes back there probably is there's nobody to chase them away.
No, they probably have little community back there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're probably loving it. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll come out the door and we'll be there. And all of a sudden I see them pop up, you know, they look over the fence. And it's also funny. I almost want to go over there and say, how can they see over this 5-foot fence? But I also know that the neighborhoods in this yard, it's very hilly. So like my neighbor's yard may be 3 or 4 feet higher than mine. Mm-hmm. So that coyote may just be standing. He's probably standing on his hind legs. But still, from my perspective, it looks like a 5-foot fence. Mm-hmm. But from his perspective, it may only be like a 4-foot fence or maybe 3.5. Mm-hmm. It's the yard is higher. But anyway, they just pop up and are looking over the fence.
Well, and they smell you.
Yeah.
You know, they smell you and they smell Tucker. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, shoot fire. There they are. And then and they're not afraid of me. So even if I take a whistle and I blow my whistle and they just, you know, they just kind of stand there. And I'm just like, no. And I just look at them and I go, no, not today. Mm-hmm. Not today. You are not touching him, you know? And yet, at the same time, they look beautiful. I mean, they are just so beautiful. Hmm. And, you know, and I know that. I just recognize it. It's like they're, I wouldn't go so far as to say they're majestic, but they're beautiful. They're just doing their thing.
Right. But they're being coyotes.
Like, yeah, they're being coyotes. But it's like, I just want my retreat backyard back. And maybe that's never going to, I don't think it's ever going to happen because I just don't think there's any way really to just know for sure they aren't going to be over there or come into the yard.
Would it be?
And that's it. Tucker is attractive, you know?
Yeah.
They want him. They
be
want
a tasty
him.
Little snack.
Yeah. So I just have to accept what it is, I guess, you know?
Well,
but I did think from a feng shui standpoint, and I mean, I've also been thinking about it from an animal communication standpoint and just trying to talk to them, but I probably should have some more serious discussions with them. But on the other hand, they're just doing what's natural and they're hungry, you know,
right.
They want to eat and, or they want their thing. They're not going to go, oh, I understand her issue. But anyway, but I thought from a Bakwa standpoint, I wonder what, because I already did put something in that corner that is a wind, you know, one of those things that turns in the wind, because I thought that would deter them. Mm-hmm. But guess what? They don't care. Mm-mm. They don't care at all
what if
about
you put,
that wind thing.
What if you put, is your fame and reputation part of your back
yeah.
there?
Uh-huh.
What if you put spiky plants in there? Like pointed cactus back there.
Yeah, I could.
I don't know if that just came into my head.
Well, I will think about that because I actually have been thinking about planting one more thing. I had it landscaped about 3 years ago. So what's in there is in there, but there's not pointy things back there.
Yeah. But
maybe
that,
I
in fame and reputation, that works. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but will that make me spiky?
I don't think so. You set your intention for what they are, you know, protective, protective. Because cactus is protective.
Oh, it is.
Correct.
It
is. I mean, that's my thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my thought about it. Yeah.
Well, and there is lots of cactus here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That might be a good idea.
Spiky-leaved, spiky, yeah. Pointy cactus.
Yeah. Maybe I should do that.
That was a cool idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in fact, when you say what they're like, even one of my neighbors have a fairly large, I mean, because here the cactus get pretty darn big. In fact, yeah, I have one in my front yard, a saguaro, that's like at least 16 feet tall.
Oh, how cool.
I mean, it's you talk about majestic. It's pretty cool. But
they have great personalities.
Yes. My neighbor has in her yard, I don't know what the kind is, but it's got those big, wide, flat leaves that are about an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the leaves had died and fallen off. So I thought, oh, I'm just going to grab that and throw it in the trash. Well, you see the big spikes on it. But what I didn't notice is there's all these little tiny, 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 tiny spiky hairs. Well, so when I just reached and grabbed it, I got them all on my fingers. Oh, my God, it hurt.
Oh.
And I thought, that's why animals don't eat those things. I mean, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just didn't realize all those little tiny hairs were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll never grab one of those again. I could tell you that.
No.
I learned my lesson. So yeah, maybe I should plant some cactus back there.
Yeah.
It would at least keep them from jumping into that particular corner. Into that area. Yeah, just go, guys, you know, I want to appreciate you from afar. You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. But not my puppy.
No, not your puppy and not your peace. I mean, that's the worst part of it.
It is not being
able to enjoy your beautiful yard. That's a sanctuary.
Yeah, that's a good word, sanctuary. And Tucker is so funny because when I open that sliding glass door, he just bolts. He's so aggressive with them.
He thinks he's 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
That's it. He thinks he can take them, you know, and he just bolts out the door barking. And so I even talked to him. I go, don't invite them into the yard. You know, when you go bolting out here barking, you're just calling to them.
He goes, but I'm taking care of stuff.
He just ignores me. He goes, that's my job. That's my job. I'm going to make sure they're not in the yard.
I just had the funniest picture fly into my head when you were talking about him. Do you remember on the old Foghorn Leghorn cartoons, you know, the Warner Brothers cartoons? Do you remember the chicken hawk
that was just a little bitty thing? Yes, I think I do.
But was totally tough. You know, I'm a chicken hawk.
Yeah.
That's the picture that just came into my head. And I think it was a baby chicken hawk, but he just thought he was the toughest. I haven't thought about that in forever, but that just cracked me up. Yep. Well, Grace, we have bunnies now that we never had before in the yard. Ever up until last year, and we'd walk and I could see bunnies, and I like bunnies. But there's one that, I mean, she lives in our yard, in our neighbor's yard, the one just north of us, and Grace just wants to get that, but and I think she probably just wants to go kiss its nose, you know, that's what she does to other dogs, but she just wants to go out there, and she just stands inside the house looking out the door because it's all windows, you know, back there, vibrating. Mm-hmm. She just vibrates, wanting to go out. So this year, well, it started at the end of the summer last year. I put her on a leash and I walk her out there. We go on our big walk in the morning, so she gets that. But I mean, last year chasing those bunnies, she just kamikazed herself into trees and the shed and fences, and she had cuts on her back and on her head, and it's like, we're not doing that. And I put stuff out there. I put a solar thing out there that emitted noises, you know, not that we can't hear, to get rid of rabbits. And so there was the mama rabbit, I'm convinced, because she's bigger. And then there were two baby rabbits. And they would sit out there right in front of that thing. And I just had in my head, they're going, do you hear something? I don't know. Do you?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the way?
Grass. My grass. So, I mean, it's just really funny. So I know we don't have coyotes, but I have a girl who, man, she'll just blast herself into anything trying to chase a rabbit.
Trying to get those
rabbits. Or squirrel.
Yep. Tucker does too. In terms of the rabbits, which actually is also why the coyotes probably like the yard, because they'll come to any place where there's rabbits.
Yeah.
And I've tried to keep the rabbits out, but you really, I mean, they're
it's impossible.
Nature is ingenious. You know? Yeah.
Well, I'd have to put up a whole new fence or some kind of guard around the base of my fence because, you know, there's all kinds of holes, not holes, but gaps, because it's earth, right? It's not even.
Kelly, I can tell you, I used to have a 6-foot brand new wooden fence in Denver around my yard. And I saw my dogs were chasing a rabbit one day through the yard. And I thought, oh, my God, that rabbit doesn't have a chance. Because, like I said, it was a brand new fence, went all the way to the ground. And that rabbit just disappeared through that fence. And I mean, it was one of those things I couldn't believe my eyes. Mm-hmm. I thought, how did he get through that fence?
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they can get anywhere. It's
crazy. Like, did he squeeze through? I mean, it was just, it looked like he just disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was on the other side.
Thumbing his nose at the dog.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I wish I had a video of that.
Really? Oh, well, this has been such a fun conversation. It's 10:53.
Yep, it's time
that's
to
crazy.
Wrap it up so the next person can come on.
Yep. So, this has been a fun talk. So what do you have going on, CA?
Everything.
I know.
Lots of stuff going on, but available on 1-2-listen.com, and especially this Saturday, I am going to try to clear my schedule so that I can really do that all day and be available on Friday as well. But yeah, I truthfully, I've got a lot going on in my family right now, which is why I'm kind of on call 24/7. That's just the way it is. But people, please, I'd love to talk to you on 1-2-listen, and I'll tell you what, in some ways, my work is my lifeline. You know, it truly is. Makes me feel normal, you know, to be able to talk to people and do astrology and tarot. So please, if you'd like a reading, I am available on 1-2-listen.com, and you can either ask for a scheduled call or a callback. And I will do my best to be available to you unless I just really can't do it. So, all right. So that's what I got going on.
Good. I know you're busy. And I know, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this show with me once a month. I really do. And everyone, thank you all for being here. I'll be on my regular schedule about mid to later morning into the evening on 1-2 day, maybe a little earlier, and throughout the week. Sometimes things come up, but this week, no. So anyway, I'm available. You can get me on 1-2. Listen, and I just wanted to thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. My special guest today was C.A. Brooks. We're here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way that you listen to the world. So please have a very blessed week and stay tuned for Katie Weaver. Bye-bye.